You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What's going on, Woo Views? We got Kay Hand in the building today.
What up, though?
She gonna kick it with me today, y'all. We just gonna ask her a few little questions or whatever. She posted the number, so if at 6:45, between 6:45 and 6:50, y'all can call in and ask her some questions, what you want to ask. But this is my interview right now. How you doing?
I'm good, and you? What's up? What's going on?
I'm good. So is this your first interview?
It is.
Okay, so I got the pleasure to do the first interview ever with Miss Kay Hand. You know, she got the smash single out right now. She didn't expect it to do that. You know, she did not expect it to do all of that. Go ahead and introduce your single. Let them know, you know, what inspired it and all of that.
Well, my new single that just dropped, called Lovers Are Homies. Basically, when I wrote it, you know, nothing really inspired me. I was just vibing to the beat and, you know, I was leaving the gym and I'm just like, hey, I'm feeling this beat, you know? I'm just writing, vibing in the car. And I mean, you know, I just felt like past situations, you know, I'm just trying to figure out, what are we, lovers or homies, you feel me?
Yeah. So. Yeah, everybody, you know, and then you at that age, can I say yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, you like 21, right?
Yeah.
21, so you at that age where, you know what I'm saying, you vulnerable a little bit, you know, but you got your mind on, right?
Trying to figure out.
Yeah, yeah. How did you get started with the singing, rapping thing?
I used to write, like, when I was little, like, middle school, maybe. But, like, you know, I ain't never really came out with it. Like, I just kept it to myself, you know. I just always write in my diaries, love writing shit, you know. But I honestly just started coming out this year, the beginning of this year.
To like putting it out in the public or
in public, because it was private. Like, nobody really knew that I rap, sing, you know, none of that. They just knew me for dancing.
And what motivated you to want to sing rap?
Because it's something I want to do, you know. So just feel like if it's something I want to do, I need to push myself to do it. I can't keep hiding my talent. I just need to come out with it.
And that's right. You gotta do it while you're young. You know. You gotta definitely do it while you're young. And so you've been doing it for less than a year, you said.
Yeah, most definitely.
You've been doing it, yes, for a year. So what's your like intentions with the rap game? Because some people just come in the game and they just want to do it because it look good or it sound good, or hey man, I can do it because I got the money. Like what's your intention? Like why you decided to do it like now? Like why now? Like why now you want to rap and sing?
Why now? I feel like I'm ready. You know. I mean, I'm not doing it for nothing but myself, because it's something I like doing. You know, I just want people to vibe with me and how I feel when I write. That's it.
You want them to vibe and feel where you coming from. Like
you know, everybody been through something. I know I ain't the only one with the story that I got going on. You feel me? Somebody probably could relate to it.
So. Oh, yeah, most definitely. And that's timeless music, when you can make music that somebody can relate to.
Definitely.
You know, and stuff like that. Who inspired you to do the single? I'm ready to talk about that. Who inspired you to do that
Lovers
single?
And homies.
Lovers and Homies. Who inspired you? And is he still in your? Is he still a part of your life?
He most definitely is. But he, I mean, you know, he's still in my life. But you know,
hey, we want to know.
I know. So listen, I'm gonna keep it real. You know, he's still in my life. You know, I still be dealing with him.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes he pisses me off. I don't be knowing what's going on. You feel me? Just
because you don't know if he the homie or the lover.
You feel me?
You know.
I mean, he both at the same time, because that's my dog. You know, we like this. So, I mean, I be just trying to figure out what you on, make sure I'm on what you on. We matching each other. We on each other's level type.
Making sure y'all match each other energy.
Yeah, for sure.
And stuff like
if
that.
We ain't, you know. Gotta go. It is what it is.
Right. Okay. So what's like? Just a little bit up to the mic a little more, so they can get you. But like, so what's next? Like, what you plan on doing with the whole little movement? Like the whole little K-Hand little situation. Like, what do you want to accomplish?
As of now, I would like to accomplish like an album. You know, more fan base, you know, more shows. I've never performed nowhere, but, you know, that's something I would like to accomplish. Do bigger things, you know. Go other places, see new stuff, you know, as far as my career, you know, I just want to take off from here. Basically, do bigger things than what I'm already doing.
So do you feel like you can do that, like, in your area where you at now? Like, do you feel like you can really prosper, be the best of you where you at now?
I mean, you know, I can be the best of me wherever I am, but, you know, with the city and the support, you know, it ain't there. So I feel like, you know, at some point I'm going to have to take off and do what I got to do to get where I want to be. But far as now, I mean, the city fucking with me, you know.
Yeah, because the single, you know, like you said, you ain't really expected to do that. Yeah. Like, where you think it came from? Like, where you think all that love came from, man?
I don't know, man. I think the love came from the music, really. Shoot, I mean, with the lyrics, like, I think that's where it came from.
Most
like,
definitely. Oh, shit, I'm you making that timeless music, yeah, man. You making that timeless music. Real quick, let them know where they can, like you know, listen to song at.
Most definitely. You can check out my new single, Lovers and Homies. It's on Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, Apple Music. It's everywhere. So make sure you go get that, Lovers and Homies.
And you got the video coming soon, right?
Most definitely, yeah. We're shooting it.
I'm trying to figure out, like, so what's the visual? What's the visual? You got a game plan?
I've been visualing my video, and I feel like it's going to be some fire, you know? I don't want to tell y'all, you know, it's supposed to be a secret. You feel me? But, you know, I'm going to make sure I give y'all a hint. It's me and a guy.
Ooh.
You know, it's not the guy that, you know, that's in my life, but, you know, it's the guy.
Oh, you got a stunt double. You got a stunt double. That's cool, man. That's cool. So, I'm trying to get the live set up for you. Yeah, man. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, like, what do you like to do? And when you're not writing your music and your journal, what does King Hand like to do on a regular day?
On a regular basis?
Yeah.
I like to chill. You know what? I like to sleep. I be so busy. Like, I like to get my little nap in, you know. If I don't get my nap, I'm losing it. I'm just everywhere. I'm out of control. But, you know, I like to chill, work. I work out time to time. I'm not consistent with it, you know. But, you know, I do it every now and then. I like to shop, party with my friends, travel. I like to do some of everything. I like to go eat. I like to do new stuff that I never done before.
What's your favorite restaurant?
I don't even got a favorite restaurant. You feel me? I like eating everywhere.
Oh, you fat.
You feel me? I like eating everywhere.
You know, I be on the same stuff, man. I whatever's clever, whatever's good. Like, I was talking to one of my friends the other day. I noticed, like, I don't really eat the pork. You got a caller. You got your first caller on the Woo Views.
Shout out to y'all, man.
Go ahead. What's up?
Hello.
What's up? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's going on?
Nothing. I'm at work. What's up?
What's up? You want to ask K here something?
Huh?
You want to ask K here something?
No, I just thought I'd call. I saw you guys on live. I just want to let you know I'm watching.
Oh, okay. Thanks for showing love, Lene.
Well, thank you so very much.
Get that money.
I'm at work, so I'm going to call you back.
All right. Hey. they want to show love. Go ahead. Finish what you were saying, though.
I forgot what you were talking about.
We was talking about food.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But listen, though. Check this out. So, with the whole little single or whatever,
mm-hmm.
like, do you plan on pushing that single, like, all year? Or do you just want to get that visual out and you going to, like, just drop some more? Like, you know, how do you going?
I plan on, like, coming back to back to back to back. Like, I want to push it out, but for the moment, I want y'all to fuck with the song, you know? In the meantime, you know, I got some shit coming.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, it's real big. Like, you, I always compare it to compare every local artist that's trying to pop to Racks on Racks track by Future. Because like Future, first of all, he wrote it, you know what I'm saying? He produced it and he, you know what I'm saying, got his little thing, but he pushed that for like a year straight, you know what I'm saying? He pushed that's it for like up. A year straight. And that's why I did what it did. So that's why I was just asking, because most of the time local artists just drop a song and they be like, "All right, yeah, I got about 300 people fucking with it," and then they move on to the next. But if you know what I'm saying, you push that out through that whole year, it can be way bigger than what it is. Because if it's good music, it's timeless. And if it's timeless, then that's where your money going to come in at, you know? That's all. That's why I ask, you know?
But, I mean, I plan on, like, you know, pushing it for a minute, you know, because the song can be easily overlooked. You know?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. So I want most people definitely. To keep vibing. And second, it's so small, you know what I'm saying? Where you from is so small. So it could really be slept on.
Yeah, most definitely. And so that's what I don't want nobody to do is sleep on me.
You want a bubble.
I want to wake y'all up for sure.
You want a bubble. you want to make it bubble. For sure. So you got a project following it up or
yeah, what you in the making. Do? I ain't really, you know, I got some shit, but you know, it ain't ready. But I most definitely got some stuff coming. So I'm in the making, I'm preparing myself for it for sure.
Okay, that's cool. That's
but
cool.
As of now, it's the video, and we going to vibe to this song for a little minute. Then most I got something for y'all.
Most definitely, most definitely. So, dude, kick to the curb, I'm ready to get put you in the hot seat now.
Ooh.
Is he kicked to the curb, or is he still around? Well, you say he's still around, but is he, you know?
I mean, he not kicked to the curb, but he know that shit dead for sure.
Why is it dead?
It's just dead. Like, I don't know. It's a lot of shit built up in one situation. So it's just really dead at this point. You know? Just, I'd rather keep shit how it is than go any further. You feel me?
Yeah, I understand.
If you don't understand, just listen to my music. I promise you'll feel me.
Most definitely.
You don't hear me.
That journal. That journal. Keep that journal. You better frame that journal when you know what I'm saying. Definitely. When you get your first M and let them know where, you know what I'm saying, where your first interview was at too, you know.
Check you out.
Most definitely. Maybe. Let them know where the first interview was at, god damn it. So I had a follow-up question. Oh, so you single and ready to mingle, or are you just single and handling your B.I.?
Single and handling my B.I.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. That was a good answer right there. That was a good answer. We got somebody in here. Y'all make sure y'all call in.
Make sure y'all tap in and ask me some questions, you know.
Oh, they want to know where they can find the music at.
Oh, yeah, you can. It's on YouTube, iTunes, Apple Music. It's on Spotify. It's everywhere, you know, just type it in. It's going to pop up.
K-Hen, Lovers
make
and
sure
Homies.
Spell it K-A-Y-H-E-N. No space.
No space.
Straight like that.
No space. Straight like that, man. Straight like that. So, I mean, give us a little background about you, man. Like, we done talked. You ain't really got a lot of material, but we covered the material that you want to cover. Like, give us a little background on you, though.
I mean, you know, as far as y'all know, I go by the name K-Hen. I mean, some people might know me otherwise as Kat. I mean, you know, I'm 21, as y'all already know. I'm single. You know, as of now, I'm busy working every day. I'm in school full time.
What's your major?
Criminal justice.
Well, everybody major is criminal justice right now. That
you
is
know,
crazy.
I feel like criminal justice is just a sick career, you know, like. I don't know. I just feel like it's there. Everybody just going for
like
it.
Like, you ain't going to... I feel
you
like...
You can branch off easily, though.
Yeah, and I feel like that's a career field that you ain't going to need no robot for in a couple of years.
You ain't going to need nothing. Like, you barely even need some of everything.
Like, they definitely building robots for all these other jobs out here. For real, for real.
Yes.
So, yeah. That's what's up, man. What school you at?
Delta College.
Okay. And what, you got like 2-3 years to go?
Probably like I'm gonna try to push it to like 2 years, but you know.
What's the minor?
Law enforcement.
Oh, you just all around
you
trying to
me?
Be fed.
I just, you know, I ain't trying to be the feds, you feel me? I'm just, you know, it's just something I feel like it caught my interest with, like, probation officer or like a PO.
Oh, so you wanna be on the other side though? You wanna be on the other side of the law? You wanna help out?
Yeah, you know I ain't against nobody.
Yeah, that's cool.
I feel like, you know,
that's cool. You get cool points for that.
Yeah, most definitely.
You get cool points for that one.
I don't wanna be no police officer or nothing like that.
That's just the backup plan if this rapping don't work.
No, you know.
If this rapping and singing don't work.
No. Which not you, the police officer.
I know that. Yeah. I'm saying criminal justice and, you know, the minor.
I got a lot of backup plans, you know. If one don't fall through, some gonna fall through.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Sound like you got your head on, right?
It's there. It's been there for a minute. It's time to push everything. You feel me?
I see that. I see that. What you was looking for a black truck for?
Oh.
Yeah. Why was you trying to find a black truck?
Because in my scene or my video, I just want a black truck, an all black truck. You know, black rims, black tents, black truck, you know.
I got some people for you. I'll hook you up, man. But I need a cameo.
I got you.
When the video? When the video shoot?
I'm shooting next month, June. I don't got no specific date because it's going to be like 3 days I'm shooting.
Okay.
That's how extra I am.
No, but you gotta be when you no disrespect when you local, you gotta be extra though. You gotta be extra. You gotta go the extra mile. You gotta put the extra dollar. You know what I'm saying? You gotta do that. You gotta do that. Definitely. And you gotta make sure you get it in the hands of a DJ.
Oh, for sure. I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Real shit.
Even though I had to beg you for it.
Man, get out of here.
I had to beg her, y'all. I had to beg her to give me the track, man.
I sent it though, you know.
It's actually another one. I don't know if you leaked it or not, but it's another one that's you lit. Okay, so Circus, Act was like that was one of them. I was like, oh,
yeah,
because I heard that before I heard Lovers and Man.
And that, I actually wrote Circus Act before Lovers and Homies.
Man,
so it's just still sitting. I'm just waiting for the right moment.
So do you got that on the do you got that on platforms or are you
not yet? No,
not yet.
Nope.
That's you should keep that tucked in until you're done with Lovers and Homies. Cause that'll be like they'd be like, oh
shit.
She rapping too, and she got some bars. And she got some bars. Like for real, legit. Like I ain't even gassing, no cap. Like, you got the bars. You definitely got the bars.
I wanna
hear more like singing wise. I wanna hear more like soulful. You know, no.
No.
I like one of them. I like
lay back.
I'm a like I listen to like Lucky Day and who I listen to, Frank Ocean and stuff like, you know, I like stuff that I can relate to. Like, it's cool. Like, all the sexual stuff is cool, you know what I'm saying, when I'm lit or if I'm out doing Shay's R&B, you know. But if I'm not doing Shay's R&B and stuff, I'm listening to, like, you know, that smooth operator. Not Sade, though. I don't really like Sade. I'm probably, like, the only person in the world that don't listen to Sade. I don't like her.
I got you.
But, yeah, man. That's what's up, though. Like, just keep your grind up, though.
Most definitely.
Keep your grind up. I posted the number, man. If y'all want to.
Y'all call in. Hit me up.
Call in. You could go live. What's up, y'all? Y'all got some questions for her? Call me. Or they say put her in the camera.
What up, though? It's your girl, K-Hen. Call in. Ask me some questions. Whatever you want to know. I'm going to keep it real. No cap.
K-Hen. Ronnie, what's going on?
Ronnie.
Yeah, man. What's your plans for the 4th of July? Because you know that's like our holiday, our second birthday.
You know, I kind of wanted to go out of town, you know, do something different for the 4th. I'm thinking Cedar Point with my homegirls, family.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah.
I just got an idea in my head too.
Yeah.
Speaking of Shay's R&B, like you should come and do the Lovers and Homies, like perform. You know, this probably like second time I put you on the spot, but now I'm putting you on the spot in front of everybody. So
you really did.
So you should definitely, come do that. Like soon. Like I do it every Thursday. Tomorrow's Thursday.
I feel it. You know, I slide through. I perform Lovers and Homies for y'all, but y'all gotta be fucking with me. Y'all gotta. You know, y'all gotta hype me up.
Hey,
y'all
man, you know, we come with good energy. We come with great energy. So if it's already a dope song, so they gon' boom, boom, boom. Even if they don't know the hook, they still gonna hype you up. They gon' vibe with you because that's what we do at Shay's R&B, you know? And it's a growing movement. Shay's R&B is growing. So it's like, that'd be a great start for you. to, you know, would it be your first performance?
Most definitely with my music.
It'd be your first performance with your music? What you mean?
Like, you know, I dance hip hop.
Let's talk about the dance. Let's talk about the dance. So how long you been dancing?
I've been dancing since I was a kid. Probably like, I don't want to say no age because I don't remember, but I know like seven.
Somewhere
eight,
around there?
Somewhere around there. It's been a minute. I've been in that game for a minute.
So like you've been more accomplished with the dancing than the music?
Definitely.
That's what's up. Like what you do, like background dancing or like choreography type, like what?
Both. You know, I've used to be on Purple Star Ritz.
Purple Star Ritz.
Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Terry. That's my coach, my old coach.
Now, what's Purple Star Rex? What's that?
It's a dance team. It's a majorette dance team. I do majorette hip hop. It's a little bit some of everything, but Purple Star Rex is a majorette dance team, known local in Saginaw.
Okay.
You know? Okay. Yeah, so.
Well, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. I ain't really going to hold you up too longer than.
Definitely.
I appreciate you for stopping through.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate you for having me, you know.
Through the Woovilles. I'm proud to say that. Because your mind right. You gonna blow. You gonna bubble. You definitely going to get your bubble on for sure.
Oh, shit.
I already know. And I see it. Like, from the conversation that we had. Like, you definitely going to do your thing.
That.
Just keep that mind frame. And you already know how the business is. So.
Oh, I'm most definitely know how that shit goes.
You know what I'm saying? You done dealt with some of it already.
You feel me?
And we ain't really got to talk
and
about it. But,
yeah,
you know.
It's cool.
But you already know how it goes. So.
Yeah.
That's what's up that you already lit with it. You already hip to it.
Yeah, I experienced some shit already. But I know I'm aware. So
yeah.
I'm on it from here on out.
Most definitely. Go on, tell them your social media and stuff like that, and we'll get on up out of here.
Oh, for sure. You know, you can add me on Facebook. I don't really be on there like that, but it's K-A-T-T Henderson with two N's, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N-N. You can add me on Snapchat. It's Forever Cat, two R's, one T, I think. Shit, how I remember all shit.
She got to get
hey,
it together.
Look, how about you do this? Just go on my YouTube. It's K-Hen, I-T, apostrophe S, K-A-Y-H-E-N, and in the bio, all my social media right there. Because I don't remember none of that shit.
There y'all go, man. Woo views, we out.
We out of here.